Oh, Bert, he said he'd help. He said he'd help. You're going to have to do Bert. You didn't even
hey,
do Bert.
Hey, shut up, Ian. We're moving on. We're moving on.
Yeah, okay. Hello.
Who's this? What's your name?
I don't know anymore.
Okay. Oh, it's Roxy. It used to be called Roxy. Go ahead.
It's I, Roxy. It's I, Roxy. Hey, darling.
It's a Bora. I'm into Kabbalah now.
Good for you. Did you know, did they tell you what you did to Tonga?
No.
It was a little thing. It caused an earthquake. It was like a shaky, shaky 7.2. It's pretty exciting. It's very exciting. It was the other day.
Yes, it's because something you said.
Yeah, that's right. It's okay. So are you well?
Not really. I feel very weird. And
we talked about this. The weirdness comes from when you start a... Okay, let's talk about power and energy. When you have like a... Do you know what a Tesla coil is?
Jain, yes, but I don't know how
okay.
It works.
When, you don't have to. It's a, we call it static. Let's call it static. So a lot of the information, the conversation that's in your world is kind of static or static-y sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it's clear, but it's not. It's important, but it's not. You get it, but not. You see? It's just kind of nebulous, as it were. You see? So that builds up, and then when it, something touches it, some ulterior force or something touches it, it arcs, and it discharges. Well, when it discharges, it kind of like wipes you out. Well, you're controlling an incredible amount of power and energy from Andrea and yourself. I mean, it's turned into a bunch. So it's no weird. It's not anything odd that you would feel have this almost malaise of weirdness of you're too full of energy or you're completely drained. It's like, what you want is you want to have a flow of energy, but it's constantly coming because you can't control that. You want to. You're trying to stop the energy from coming to you, and you can't do that because you already have it. What you're trying to perfect is having the energy flow slowly away from you so that it doesn't blow things up. But now, it doesn't bother us now. We're all right because we got you, darling. You know this already. This is not new for us or you, but we're trying to convince you that it isn't, so that's okay. So then what happens is you learn to discharge this slowly and easily through your creative work. Okay, your capacity to allow energy to flow makes vicissitudes for other people to engage, which allows you to spread out your power, which does nothing but make your power be more. And you go, but Ion, I'm not trying to make any more power. And we say, you have no idea what you've done so far. So you have certainly have no idea.
Yes, but
I
only want to know.
Okay. We'll tell you. Ask us. We'll tell you.
Well, the word for king in Hebrew is made from the root of brain, heart, and liver.
Yes,
and
they
say...
Now, that actually, before you go too much further, that comes
Melech.
From the Kohath. Well, yes, you're right. But it's the comes from Kohathanite.
Okay. But they say that the brain is more electric, the heart is more magnetic, and the liver is like the gravity that makes all this energy that they...
Maybe, but yours is different. That works from everybody else, but it doesn't work that way with you.
They know,
yours is a little different. Let's talk, can we talk about you? We don't want to interrupt. We promise we don't want to interrupt, but we don't want you to lose this because you'll take this later and sieve through it and parse it down to death. So we want to be very, very clear that you're getting your answer, your question answered. The question is you don't process, you, Roxy, High Priestess does not process energy like the way you're describing it. That connection for you is not that way. Now, for many, it is. For the gods that are worshipped, it is. But that's not the way yours is. Yours is a constant, almost like a magma-producing flow, okay? And when it's not allowed to flow, it backs up, and then you become explosive, okay? Some would say irrational, but it's very perfectly rational to you. okay, you're the only one you're trying to convince. We appreciate that. But you're trying to say, you're asking the question of how this connection works. Why do I have a mind if I'm not supposed to use it? You're not supposed to use your mind. You're using your mind from the little man's perspective to prove that you can negotiate or think about things that you don't know. But if you're able to think about it, you know it. So you can't think about music you've never played, can you? You can create music? No. You have to go by rote. You have to have the lines and spaces, the resonant interval, to make that interval apply. That's not what you're even asking about either. You're asking of how you make your power connect, okay, and how your prayer comes within you, not to you, from within you, and that's why it's special or significant. Then what happens for other people, which is the way you're laying it out, yes, that's perfectly right and well. You're describing it perfect words. We agree that's the answer to that question, but that's not the answer to this question. This question is about you and how it applies to you. Okay, so as you respond, people die, things happen, there's energies all about you that you have to process. Sometimes you want to, sometimes you don't, but you have no choice. And it's very vetching for you sometimes because you're like, well, why do I have to process everything? Who died and made me God? That's pretty funny. So then what happens is you start processing the best you can. So then you start going through the motions. Do you know how to do your runs on the piano, your reels? You know how to do those? And every key, you step it up, mm-hmm. running up, key, rock, reels, and you take from A and you go up, and you go C and then you go up. And you practice and keep hitting each key straight on, that's the way you're practicing or processing your ability and capacity to emanate musical tonal values of energy, a beautiful piece of work. That's what they call it, isn't it? The aria was fabulous, correct? The arrangement was superfluous outside of the aria, which moved heaven and earth, okay? Has the voice of an angel, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so now the thing that we're trying to say on this side, you have to compare it. You're trying to figure out how energy flies, and we like that.
Yes, because in Kabbalah, they say it's a technology that was given to Adam because the angels didn't want it men to be created. So that was like technology.
They wanted little men to stay little men. That's not the good reason why to do it.
But this technology is supposed to help men to bring things from heaven, to materialize things and escape from space and time and destiny.
Yeah, but you don't escape from something that doesn't exist. Man created time, so you don't have to. You can be delivered from it instantly. It's kind of like if you don't have any teeth, you can't have a toothache, right?
Yes, but I find it interesting. They sort of they use the Star of David and the Merkava like a screen, and they see the letters or words in the Star of David, and then I wouldn't say it's meditation.
Look at the inside of the Star of David.
Yes, it's an hexagon, I think.
Would you say it's a what? An excedron? That's the word you use?
Hexagon.
hexagon. Yeah.
Could the angel chart use in that way, somehow?
You have to look at it very closely. Do you see the triangles?
Well, yeah. I can visualize like the Metatron. And there is also like a Metatron alphabet. How can one use that?
You have to balance it.
And what?
That's the clock again, Roxy. Bill's charging more money now. He's charging more money now. It's time for a State of the Union here in a second. He's charging more money. But go ahead.
Well, it's
look
true that
stars.
I...
Look at the stars. Look at the pyramids. How many pyramids connect to the Star of David? There's a picture on the Goober Snatcher, if it'll help you.
Roxy, you didn't finish your point about how you feel.
Well, I think I'm changing because I'm, like, getting rid of many things. I'm opening the chat line.
Okay, if there's a pause, you got to ask.
You said palsy, Ion?
If there's a pause, he should ask.
No, I'm trying to open the thing you put in the chat line. That it says
okay.
My computer, my word doesn't exist. It says
it
was not
rich.
Found.
That's rich. Anyway, there's six stars that connect, six pyramids that connect to the Star of David.
And where are those stars?
In your crown.
What was Frank the First trying to do with Leonardo? Because they were really
ascend.
Into
it. Trying to ascend. He's trying to make it work so he could attend.
And did they knew how to use the Merkava? Because Leonardo.
Yep. Just like you.
What about the stained glass in Saint-Étienne-du-Mont, they have a lot of alchemical, very unconventional images. Like in the Ark of Noah, there is a lion and a unicorn. Like in the coat of arms of Queen Elizabeth. They don't have like a pair, like two unicorns and two lions, but the lion and the unicorn. So are they making a reference to who's going to be saved, like a tribe?
No, the coat of arms, the War of the Roses.
There is also Jesus that is being, like they're taking their blood to make some wine, and the cross of another of the glasses is...
Yeah, expatriation.
Also, the in alchemy, the symbol of the barrel is salt. It's not like they're full of wine, but it's salt. Why do they have the salt?
Have to.
And there is another one. The cross is on a, like a cauldron, you call it?
Mm-hmm.
Like a
son of Animo.
Somme venimon.
Tony venimon.
Qu'est-ce que c'est ça?
En français.
But many of the images are like not conventional Catholic images. So what are all those vitrals about? What are they narrating?
Maybe.
Like there is one with the snake. So what is significant from these vitrals? What is important to look in them?
The Rose of Sharon.
There is also like a ship with like kings and wise men.
Wise men say only fools rush in.
Then the three pillars, and it looks like the Holy Spirit, the bird, but when one looks closely, it's not dove, it's the owl. What is that about?
Doe. What about that doe? Well, we're following you, but we don't want to lead you too far off stray. meaning we want to get you back because you're going to go back through and pick this apart. So we want to be very careful that what you're picking apart is apropos. You're almost apropos. You're on a good tag, but you don't have anything to do with the Habsburgs. You've left Leopold II completely out of the conversation. You're trying to connect the castles and the mirrors and the frames. Okay, you haven't even helped Cha find her mother's mirror yet, and you're all powerful and you're all knowing, and we're saying get on with it. So there's a quiz, and you're doing very well. Your YouTubes are insightful.
You blipped out. What'd you say about the YouTube, Zion?
And they are insightful and delightful, very happily.
Delightful or lightful?
Insightful and delightful.
Well, you wanted to talk to her about herself, so can you get her back on all that?
We are. That's what this is about. That's a representation of how she takes power and moves it to another level, then puts it out, so it's self-deprecating.
Yes, there is another one that has the Ark of the Covenant, the manna.
And the bones of Joseph.
What is the thing, the golden thing in the middle?
The orb.
Does that refer to the orbs that I asked you about the other day, Ion? The orbs that you can step on?
Bob, we're
going to
say, stop. No, it's we're going to say this one time, and you're going to get this. It refers to Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you should say, oh.
Carolyn says, is that the basketball on the island, the Wilson? The basketball?
Yes, it's a soccer ball.
Also in the vitros, there is a lot of text. Like they have some tables with food and...
The banquet surely is spread.
I think it's some type of like a Sabbath celebration or something.
A Shabbat, yes, a Shabbat, a mitzvah.
Hey, Roxy, he wants to talk to you about you.
Yes, but I think these things have to do with me because I'm like obsessed with this. Like I need to know what is
all
this about.
Well, ask why. You're saying I think this is about me. Ask Ion if it's about you, or in what way it's about you, or in which you. You have to ask which you is involved with this. So, consider
yes,
the
when,
question asked, Ion.
When I see the different stained glasses, I really want to know what is the meaning of them because they have a lot of things that are not conventional
they're references
Christian
from the future. They're references from the future to bring you closer to where you are. Just like on some of the Louis Comfort, Tiffany, Favreau glass, you actually have TARDISes in the windows from works that were done a couple hundred years ago, but yet they have a TARDIS from Doctor Who, from Gallifrey, a Time Lord's little TARDIS in the stained glass window from hundreds of years ago. So, go figure.
Yes, and I get very...
The glass moves.
Like very emotional. I'm very moved to see that the Levites got all this knowledge and they preserve it. And they could not say it openly because they were attacked by the angels. That's why all these things were kept in secret.
I did a bunch of stuff on this the other day. The Kabbalah is about talking to angels. So when you talk about attacking, being attacked, the guys who are experts in the Kabbalah, that's just the relationship they have with the angels through the Kabbalah. Now, the Emerald Tablets deal with ascension. The angel knowledge that is in the Kabbalah has nothing to do with ascension. Ion told us that the other day. So ask Ion if that applies to you or which you it applies to.
So Bob wants to know, does that apply to me?
Yes.
Are you there, Ion? Yes. He's saying yes. All right, so now you have to ask about it.
Well, the thing is, I see in there many of the things Ion has mentioned, like the manna falling from the sky, the lamp.
Yeah, but how does it apply to you?
Lamps.
Which you?
So, why do I have this attachment to these things?
Power, you connect the power. So you think, see, that's how Andrea was so powerful. She tried to do it too, and she tried to make it outward. You're trying to make it inward, an outward expression of an inward grace. But you have it. You control it. You contain it. So why wouldn't you want to keep those things that represent those things to you? It's really not those things that represents it. So it's like an omen, a taboo, something you hold to, and that's why you hold it. So hold on to it.
Why did you mention when we were in Paris this church to Bob?
Because of the priory.
This, which church was that? Etienne Dumont?
Saint Etienne Dumont. Yeah. So,
and we answered because of the priory, Bob.
There is also in one of the stained glasses, I think it's 6 balls, like golden balls. What is that about?
The Star of David.
Ian, when you say priory, you mean the people, the members? That's what's of interest?
Yes. Yes.
So is Saint Francis I a member? Is Leonardo a member? Which generation is involved?
We can't say. We're not saying. There aren't generations. They're all one.
Ofenau was there, right?
Through all of them, yeah.
Was Ofenau some kind of inspiration, or he just sort of lurk and find ways to make money?
Templar he was.
So he was involved with banking.
Well, fuck, Bob, so are you.
So what's significant about that, Dumont, to you, Roxy? What's the issue there?
I find it very interesting that Frank the First left so many clues that he was very involved with Kabbalah and alchemy, because that is never talked about. And it's really amazing because these things are really not conventional Catholic images.
Well, that's what we like most about him.
And was he interpreting the Kabbalah and whatever else he was interested in around that the same as the people who wrote the Kabbalah?
No one knows who that is, Bob.
Well, it's probably me, right? Me and Ofenau and Moses, we do that?
That would fall under the category of no one knows, Bob.
Well, no one even knew what I was back then. So I am the people who are not. So I did.
So,
there, right?
So no one even knows, Bob.
Yeah, but I know.
Is there any use in the Kabbalah in the letters? Like they say, they are like thoughts of God. That they can be used.
Maybe.
They can be used to
maybe.
That'd be the thoughts of the writer. He's the God, or she. It's the thoughts of the writer, not God. There ain't no God.
And they also say, even if one doesn't know Hebrew, your...
So play the music. Play the music, Bob.
Understand
that. Play the music, Bob. Yes, hold on just a second. Bob's going to play some music. Get it together.
Well, where is it? Did you send it to me?
No, just pick some. Come and Dine. It's on the Goober Snatcher.
Come and Dine. Oh, okay. So, Roxy, here's the lyrics. It's called My Better Self. It says, my better self still knows. You want to know. My better self still knows that meaning comes and goes. What is it made? I do not know, but meaning comes and it goes. If I don't use words, then each sound goes unheard. Utterly senseless without nouns and verbs.
but symbols suggest they are fit to possess a purposely function that cannot be met. If I don't use words, then each sound goes unheard, utterly senseless without nouns and verbs, but symbols suggest they are fit to possess a purposely function that cannot be met. My better self still knows that meaning comes and goes. What is it made? I do not know, but meaning comes and goes. What do you think of that, Roxy?
Boo. I
is
want to
it?
Know. So what is that? The meaning
well,
comes and goes. It's like, I don't want to know
you
something
don't want
that is.
Well, that's what you know. You know that meaning comes and goes. It's the ebb and flow of nature. It's the endless yin-yang interplay. That is the answer. Take it from me. I've been spreading the word for 10,000 years, and I haven't been shown to be wrong yet.
No, it would be nice to know what is matter, what is electricity, what is...
All right, let's ask Ion. What is matter? What is electricity, Ion?
Matter is what electricity is affected by.
Ah, matter is what electricity is affected by. So matter affects electricity in a tactile interplay?
Or the space between, yeah.
There's your space between.
Yeah, they say that the whole matter in the universe will be like a ping pong if it was compacted. It will be just like a ping pong ball.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we then?
It'd be very dense. It would be super dense if you took out all the space between your molecules. Everyone on the planet would fit in the size of a sugar cube, but it would be a super dense cube. But all of humanity would fit in one sugar cube.
Yes, so what is then the interval?
The cosmic electron space, the magnetron, if that's what you want to call it, or the space between the protons and the neurons.
And every sense is a different view of that statement you just made, Ion.
Perspective, a different perspective.
Yeah, different angle.
It might be the same view, but it would be a different from a different perspective. Just like your world, as you're changing your world, are you fitting into your world? We hope not.
So the senses are the constants, or the thing that does the perspectivizing.
Yeah. Festo saying it, this world is not my home.
Well, Roxy certainly feels that way.
No, that's why we brought it up. So now we're going to change that world to suit Roxy. And that's what we're saying, and that's what she's doing. But then she can't have intrepidation about making the world to suit her because it's her world. You see, that's the rub. Yeah,
you know. I find it very interesting because, like, since I'm 11 years old, I love electromagnetism and recording.
It also loves you. It's drawn. You're drawn to it because it's drawn to you. That's why when we flip the poles, which we've just done, the poles have flipped, and that's why you're finding Antarctica fresh and new for the very first time. Castles are appearing in that kingdom.
When one knows how, like, a tape recorder work with the electromagnetism, moving the particles in the tape.
That's what happened to Tricky Dick Nixon in Watergate. A number two pencil eraser and some tape.
Yeah, it makes sense that somehow the soul will work with the electromagnetism and everything in the universe. And it's also interesting that a better electrolysis, you say, has more conductivity. And also, if our organs are changing and these things are changing in our body, like the electromagnetism in the brain, in the heart, and in the liver, and the conductivity in our bodies is going to change also the perception and everything.
It might change the persona, not just the perception.
Yes, and it also makes sense that we could materialize things. Like if we control just maybe the particles or the these things. We don't really, well, maybe some already understand and know how they work with, and they working with CERN.
No, they're working with us, Rocky. We know more than CERN. We work
but
with stuff
that's
CERN.
The thing that I found so fascinating, that the alchemists were somehow trying to get to the key of the matter.
Well, darling, look at what you're saying. And you're turning around. All this bullshit we've been talking about for years and years and years didn't even matter, didn't even apply. It was nothing. And now all of a sudden it's front page fucking news. No one even knew what Breitbart was. They didn't even give a shit what Breitbart was. We come along here around full circle to show you something. We said it. And the next thing you know, everybody's mad because it is. And we just said it. Wait a minute. That's what is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is. That's all. Now you realize you have the press secretary, the sitting United States president of the United States, say you don't understand. That's an alternate fact. What the fuck is an alternate fact?
No, but it really makes sense
another
that
timeline.
There are like these change reactions that are with the electricity, the Gulf dissolves, and then...
Now we're going to do a little. We're going
to
do an interplay. We're going to do an interplay. She said it's a chemical, a chain reaction, and we're going to make a play on that and say it's a change reaction. It is a change reaction. Her recorded words were perfect. They would say it's a change reaction. So that's what you're dealing with now, Bob. Is a change reaction. Cambio, mucho cambio.
Are you saying change? Change? Change, a change reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Some things I have, some objects like books, or I just can't stand them anymore. It's like I'm just getting rid of many things.
Well, if you find Shah's mother's mirror, send it back to her. She's about to have a gizgasm.
Okay.
She might trade you an electric desk.
Why can't Roxy stand these books?
They represent all the wrong side.
Now she's coming into her power. Those books are obviously irrelevant.
Correct. Regardless of their outcome.
I'm wearing again the copper. Because I felt such discomfort that maybe I thought that will help. But I'm not sure. What would you advise?
Stop holding your power. Let it flow slowly, subtly. And don't react so virulently to everything. Things that make you up crazy, don't let it make you crazy. Just soften it up a little bit. And then it'll pass, and it does, but you don't have to blow up the world just because you had a bad day.
No, it's not a bad day. It's something Ion said that really made me like that.
We'll play. We'll play Bob's song.
I want to change the subject just very short. When I was making the video about the Perleches, and I look into this, the Baroness that is supposed to be a vampire that is there, she looked like the woman that was in my dream. Was that the woman that came to offer me to live in that castle for 150 years?
Mostly.
Like, the legend says she looks like she's sleeping in a glass coffin.
That's the picture in the video. How old is that woman? What is that? She looks like a modern woman. Is that something a couple hundred years old? The coffin?
No, that's from a movie, but it's not
oh,
she.
Oh, movie.
But the legend says she looks like she's just there sleeping.
We put it on the Goober Snatcher because Bob won't play it. You know how he is.
Yes, when I was
play
Roxy's song.
Just one more question. When
yeah,
I was,
Bob's song. Bob's song is "Man, I Feel Like a Woman." That's Bob's song from Shania Twain.
But yeah,
yeah, but yours, but your song, your song, Roxy. Your she's Canadian, but don't hold it against her. What she, your song is "Honey, I'm Home."
Did I got some residue from the cemetery?
Yes.
Because
yes,
I got this.
Yes, you do. You got it on your shoes. You got it on your shoes. It's on your shoes.
I found a cross, and my first impulse was to take it because just to save it because I know somebody's going to take it and maybe just.
Yeah.
But then I say, no, I'd rather leave it there because who knows.
You keep it, like everything else. Keep it. Here you go. This is your song.
Oh, but I left it there. I didn't took it because I...
Good.
Here's your song.
Good.
Here's your song.
Fiddle. The car won't start. It's falling apart. I was late for work and the boss got smart. My panty line shows, got a run on my hose. My hair went flat, man, I hate that.
Hate that.
Oh. Just so when I thought things couldn't get worse, I realized I forgot my purse. With all this stress, I must confess, it could be worse than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. Honey, I'm home and had a hard day. Pour me cold water. Oh, by the way, hair up my feet. Yeah, it's something to eat. Fix me up my favorite treat. Honey, I'm back. My head's killing me. I need to relax and watch TV. Don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. I'm home and have a day. Pour me cold water. Oh, by the way, clear up my feet. Give me something to eat. Fix me up my favorite treat. Honey, I'm watch TV, get off the phone, give the dog a bone. Hey, 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 honey, I'm home. Oh, where's my neck, will you?
Welcome home.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. And
all right.
Now let's kick it up a little bit. Take all this knowing that you know and start organizing. Put it on cue cards and lay it out and prescribe how you're going to work with it and start work with it. Get busy. If you're going to make this world your home, get on with it. Put a little Vestal in there. It'll help you.
Just one more question about the vitriol, the stained glass. Saint-Genevieve.
Vitriol. It's vitriol.
She has a like a candle, and an angel is turning the candle on, and there is a devil trying to blow the candle off. So right. what's the meaning of that?
It's against the rules. It's against the rules. See, in Jewish holidays or Shabbats, you light the candle at sundown and you let it burn till it burns out. You don't blow it out or extinguish it. So to extinguish it is like a slap in the face. Same thing here, that you let the devil steal your fire. Keep your lamps trimmed and burning. There you go.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, darling. Okay, Super Sugar Love. It's going to be okay. Don't make such a big to-do about it. Just relax. It ain't personal. Get on with it.
Okay, thanks, Roxy. We're moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
See you next week.
Who could come in after
you
going? Oh, are you going on? You're going to be around. Okay. Thanks, Roxy. So.
Yeah, we're waiting on Bert.
Well, I think we have to put Chad in there first. Okay, go ahead, Chad.
Hi, Ion. You said I'd be giving people access to their souls in the cloud. Describe the chemical representation of the soul within the pockets of the ionic bonds in the diamond.
Carbon, the space in carbon, the space in carbon, beep.
Okay.
Did you get it? Beep, the space in carbon.
B-E-E-P, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the language. See, the language you've been speaking is not a computer language that you thought. That's why you're having a little trouble with it. That's the only one you knew how to write, but there's a new language which you've experienced, you use every single day. That's how you got Kate, was with that language. Do you not know that?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Well, rewind that and see how that applied and what happened with that. And that'll explain what that was, the experience. Pretty cool, though, eh?
Yeah, but you said I got Kate that way. Was that through typing to her on Facebook, or was that talking on the phone?
Neither. Neither, no. The information was connected. You made a connection. And that's
Did
what
I do that with
do
my mouth
too.
Or my hands?
Well, we don't know. We're hoping it all connects together. But so far...
So is it some biological process inside of me that hasn't been given a name?
Well, yeah, so far. But remember, we spoke specifically to you for about a millennia regarding the pole shifts, about how it flips, the up and the down.
Yeah.
Remember the flip? Well, that's happened now. Mm-hmm. That's what's happening to Antarctica. And they're now finding castles in Antarctica. How cool is that? They're trying to keep it on the low, but it's not working out very well. The same thing that your position is the same way. We've put you on a shelf on purpose for a second to make you get this thing straightened out in your world. And now you have, and you've been on the shelf long enough. It's time to get on with it, big boy, and stop fighting the principalities that you have to overcome. As long as you're fighting the principalities, you'll never overcome them because you're fighting them. They're your equal. When they're not your equal, you let them go. Have you not listened to Dr. Dean? How does she handle things? She just sort of lets it go, and then it works out, and then she doesn't even have to be bothered with it. And it's like, okay, what was it? Was it a thing? Oh, there was a Holocaust. Okay, is everybody all right? Yeah, okay, good. I'm glad. And that's her repose for the fucking Holocaust. We love it. We think it's wonderful. That moves worlds, number one. You are still number one, you know. So that moves worlds. Now, these are the same person who has to spend days teaching them trigonometry. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're able to teach the master, it shouldn't be too challenging for you. And so all we're saying, easy. The pity party's over. You missed all that. Now it's time to come to a different level, which means start composing the way to connect in the spaces between C. The space is between C. So research what C is and look at all levels. Is it C, the musical note C? Is it C, carbon and elastic and all those combinations of things thereof? Is it the way that bonds make the Cheerios heart that make that carbon fit? Is it finding enough neutrons to make those fit in the place?
Okay, what about C, the programming language?
We've kind of obsolescent.
Yeah.
We don't know. It may last for a second, but we're not going to put you down that rabbit hole long because it's fleeting. I mean, you understand President Trump could outlaw computers tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so they said on the Uber snatches from sea to shining sea. So why don't you go from sea to shining sea? Maybe that's the ticket.
So
as they illuminate, you stop all this sewing. You're wearing your, you got, you work your fingers to the bone, and you just got bloody fingers sewing these things together. Soften it just a little bit. We told you, and now you're saying, okay, now what's, you told us, you answered it, now what's the question? And we get that. We're with you. We fuck with you. So you should know this already. And we are softly and gently, blah, 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 allowing this to unfold. But you've got to come to this place where you fit into the kingdom that you've created. You have to fit into your kingdom. Look, you find yourself like fucking King Albert, thrown out of his own country. Yeah. Well, you need a new kingdom. That's what you're looking for. You're looking for a crown. Will there be any stars in your crown? No, not one. Okay, good. Now you're starting to get somewhere. From the sea to shining sea, find a place to plant yourself, to fit yourself to be, and then go easy in the prognosis of one, ascension, and two, connection. And as you connect, then these answers will unfold. They kind of already are, because you softened up a lot of this stuff, because you about key yourself. We get all that, but now you're starting to see that it might be bigger than an MJ light.
Okay, but when you say find a place, do you mean choose where to live, or are you talking about, like, on a small, small level?
Yes, yes, and yes. Do, do, and do.
Okay.
Oh, say, can you see?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm ready to live in the U.S., and I know where I want to live in the U.S., so that's all sorted out.
Okay. See, and that before that was not sorted out. Good. So, excellent. Now you're going to need some help on your transition part so you can stay here, because no one wanted to live in America before, but now they do all of a sudden. So now many are called, few are chosen. So as you affect the ether world, the world that you're working with presently, which is probably the most handsome gift that you've ever been prescribed. You do get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's held by the finest silk thread that's ever been woven.
Thread as in, like, computer threads, programming, processing?
No, that's in held up. It's not strong enough to hold. It's not strong enough to hang you by. A fine silk thread is that connection. So uphold that connection. It'll help you, because it's the part that connects for you right now. Now, once you figure it all out, then nobody cares. Blah, 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 nobody cares. But until that time, stay connected to that connection. And you're doing right, blah, 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 but don't let it, don't blow it off ever, because it's very fine. Okay?
And then last week you mentioned potato starch, and there's something special about it, and I've looked it up, and it's the sole native starch that has anionic character, and it also contains a considerable amount of organically bound phosphorus, which is interesting because phosphorus is in the RNA drops. Is this used to create some kind of human computer interface?
Not the interface, but it will lay out the platform that a platform could sit on. For example, once you turn coal into its original position of handling electricity, like Bob's ridiculous Baghdad battery motif, do you remember that, how silly that was when we goaded him and he thought Coldplay was a Baghdad battery?
Right.
This represents how that will connect, okay? The same way talcum powder will give you ovarian cancer.
So the human, with the RNA drops inside them, can act as a battery? So it's going to let us tap into our own energy? Is that right?
It's going to let you store it, not like your body where you've taken your power away from you, but the power that flows through you, you have access, you control it. See, you understand we've been fighting heaven and earth to get all the power back into you, out of the box, out of the cardboard box. We don't want it to be the little houses on the hillside made of tiki-taki. Although we love Marvel, but Bob just adores that song. It's one of his top favorites. It's right up there with Captain Beefheart. It's just amazing, yeah. Little houses made of tiki-taki. We don't want that. Now that we've gotten the power out of the box back into you, now we need to have a way for you to flow the power so it doesn't overwhelm you. Because right now you've got all the power in the world and it's overdone you.
A while back you talked about how the type of information be stored in the diamond. I was like, is it information? You're like, no, think of it as energy. So there was some kind of an overlap between energy and information.
That's what information is energy, isn't it?
But it becomes information when the energy is in flux.
See, the Googler has all the information, but the information is no good. How many toes on a three-toed sloth doesn't matter if you're not interested in three toes or a sloth. But that's information, and information is power, but it doesn't apply. It becomes Bing. You know, when they were doing Bing and it was just spitting off saying anything, and you say ambrosia and they start talking about the liquor rather than the fruit salad?
Mm-hmm.
Both apply. Okay. Both apply. So now it becomes a sorter or a segregator for all that is that allows you to is. Segregator for all that is, so it allows you to is. Is you is or is you ain't our constituency. That's what you're trying to flow to. You'll see. Once you started a little bit, it's kind of like when you just tore off and started into the castles. It's kind of like that. Mm-hmm. You didn't care. You're just like, okay, I'll do that, bang. Then you did it, boom. That was no problem. So this is that easy as well. The synaptic neurons have to fire. And we would like to say we fired them, but maybe not. But we're going to see. We're going to see.
Is there anything I should notice when I have these network outages that seem to happen more and more frequently?
Algorithms. Notice the algorithms. Run the lines and spaces. You've got the amplitude. You've never had issue with amplitude, but you can, for the life of you, never know when a wavelength starts. Are we at sine? Are we at cosine? Are we at absolute nil, zero? Where are we? We don't know. That's the rub. You can follow it. You can prove it. The best triangulator probably that ever was, well, besides JW, he's pretty good at it too, but besides that, your triangulation skills are, we want to say, fabulous, not superfluous. Mm-hmm. Bob's are superfluous. Yours are perfect. And you've actually critically calculated a lot of magical things for what A is to be.
Right. It doesn't matter. There's no arbitrary.
Poor Mr. Thal.
But there's no absolute starting point for the sine wave. Like, to say it starts at zero, arbitrary.
Well, No, that's the point. It's not. When pi was infinite, yes, but pi is no longer infinite. So now you can trace it up to back. If you're going to trace it up to back, that's like saying the zipper has no beginning. It just zips where it zips. We go, yes, that's the case.
Okay, but what defines the starting point? Is it the zero crossing or is it the tangent that gets set?
Yeah, you figure that out. We would say both. We would say the tangent will prove the zero-sum starting point, but the zero-sum starting point also affects the tangent. If you pull a tangent off of a sine or a cosine, you're going to land somewhere. And if you can quadrilaterally plot that, you can prove in each dimension which point it was. So, aha, this is where this was. Aha, this was Auschwitz. Aha, this is the big boom. Aha, this is where we introduced the lizard people or whatever else Shaw was scared of.
you know how in the very beginning when we started talking, we used to talk about Pong a lot and how it's a perfect program. Well, in Pong, when you move that line up and down, your paddle, and then you intersect with the ball coming towards you, Would that line be like?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little square.
Interface.
But moving that line up and down, moving the line, the paddle up and down, isn't that like setting the tangent?
No, it actually sets the fractal. Huh? No, it's not the tangent. It sets the fractal. It's what it's contained to. Because if it were tangent, it couldn't move. Tangents aren't forgiving.
Right.
Tangents don't give.
So the tangent is like the line down the middle of the palm, then.
Good. Right? That's right. Of which side of the net you're on. That's good.
Right.
That's good. Because then you're trying to gauge, is it a net ball? Okay. Or is it, and how does it love within a force field?
Well, that's pretty awesome that you tied Pong back into this.
Well,
you had it,
but we don't want that. We want you empowered. That's what we want. We want you there, and you are.
But I mean, the Pong part really simplifies it.
Well, that's what we've been saying kind of all along, but maybe we went around the hill to get to the veil. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They got tangled up with Jack and Jill and the man from Nantucket.
So on the Pong game, there's two sides. Would that be the you and you representation?
No, there are four sides. There's four sides.
The Pong?
Yes, you can play with four, but the point of each quadrant, up and down, are two parts. The up, north, and south mirrors left and right of the axis. You can't plot without four sides. Okay. There are four positions. So when you're playing, when you go to the upper half of the right side, that's one, and the lower half of the right side, that's two, and you cross the net and you divide it there. This marvelous thing called anxieties. Uh-oh, it's big money now. Oh, no, it's terrible. Time, the clock, the meter's ticking. This is like the radio cab. You know where the radio cab, where it's a game show and you win monies for answering questions in the taxi cab hour by hour by hour?
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. We should get a meter, Bob. We get a meter and get him going. He's got to do the State of the Union address sometime. He's got to hurry, but we don't know. He's got to do what he's got to do.
Oh, boy.
But he's got to get, because we got to whip it.
When the ball is crossing the net and it goes over to, let's say I'm on the right hand side, and then I hit the ball and I change the angle of refraction, then I'm changing the fractal. How does that change the wave? Just by the speed of the ball moving faster?
No, the pitch and yaw. Remember the degrees of freedom.
But it's funny how changing the pitch by hitting the ball at a certain angle also changes the speed.
It's
holographic. You make it go super fast.
It's holographic from the angle, depending on where it hits. And see, now remember, this is a computer program that's already obsolete. It's perfect, so it has no use or function. You're basing your reality on something that's no good anymore, which we think is pretty cool. See? Does that help? I mean,
because it's obsolete, you can prove it.
Otherwise, it would still be becoming. See, you don't know if Siri is going to make it or not.
After yesterday, I'd say it's not going to make it. But anyway.
Okay. But two days before that, it was, you see? So once it's obsolete, then you can prove it. That's your point. That's what you're trying to see, said the blind man who reached his hammer and saw.
Chemically within carbon, show me the analog between the Pong paddle and some chemical analog inside of the carbon. What acts as the paddle?
We did. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Purple
mountains,
sea.
Majesty. Yeah, they did it. They did that for a purpose. It wasn't a very good song, if you recall. But Bart, put the words up. Well, you can do that.
So is it shining?
For everybody else, put
is
the
it
words
shining,
up. Put the words up.
Is it shining because of the phosphorus?
No, it's shining because of you and Dobstown and the rectum of Reverend Stang.
So is it shining as in salt and light shining?
Yeah, he had his anus bleached.
So describe what makes this carbon-based RAM EMP proof.
Carbon doesn't react with EM electromagnetic pulses. Do you know the difference
okay,
on Star Trek?
Okay, you earlier, though. But
dilithium crystals. Stop. Dilithium crystals. Do you know what those are?
No.
Well, look them up.
Okay. Dilithium?
Do.
Okay. That's
from Star Trek. Impassioned. Yes. Stress. Gene Roddenberry was Bob's friend. He paid him all that money. A thoroughfare for freedom beat across the wilderness. America, America, God, men, thine every flaw. Do you understand? You could exchange. Number one, number one, number one, mend thine every flaw. Confirm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty in law. Oh, beautiful, for heroes prove. Proved. Oh, beautiful,
proving,
for heroes
showing
prove.
Your work. Showing your work.
In liberating strife. Liberating strife. Who's more than self, their country loved, and mercy more than life. Oh, here's the good part. America, America, may Bob thy gold refine, till all success be noblest. That's more than 14 karat gold. High noble. Sha knows that. And every grain, that's how you count gold, divine. Oh, beautiful Chad's patriot dream that seems beyond the years. Thine alabaster, we talked about amber and alabaster. Cities gleam, undimmed by human tears. Cry me a river, two tears in a bucket, motherfucker. God shed his grace on thee. Crown thy good with brotherhood from look to shining look. Didn't know all those words were in there, eh? See?
Hey. Huh?
It's all.
No, I didn't know that.
There you go. Hoops, there it is.
Oops.
See, you got a song, too, and we didn't have to play it. Yeah, sorry Shania Twain wasn't your girl, but we had to get with...
Actually, no, I prefer this. I prefer this.
Did you? Oh, yeah. That's good. Don Henley did it, too. The End of the Innocent. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's American, too. You should learn that, Don Henley stuff.
Yeah, you've given me remember quite a few
did.
Don Henley songs.
Always,
from the,
yeah, remember. And,
Last
and
Resort.
Sheila's, and Sheila's, yeah, the Sheila's one, she came from Providence, the one in Rhode Island. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where the old where shadows hang. Mm-hmm. So good for you. So now you got a little something, something. What you want now?
Just body stuff. So I'm doing like low reps, high weight. Just keep going with that, or should I be doing more reps, lower weight?
Well, do you not look at your shoulders? I mean, do you see what's happening to your body? Have you
thickening.
Shown pictures to Carolyn? Have you shown pictures to Carolyn?
No. Am I supposed to?
We should. You should. Let her be the judge of what to do.
Okay.
Digging? You're getting there.
All
What's
right.
happening is you were always in a swimmer's or runner's build. Now all of a sudden you're kind of morphing. Do you agree?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what you want? Well, it's going to make you sluggish. It's going to make you sluggish. You'll be able to pick up the barn, but you won't be able to climb up on top of it. Well, easy there, Trigger. Easy. Easy. Bird started off this way, too. Be very careful, little better one.
Okay. Yeah.
So what we're saying is the space between it, the interplay. So if we get you 50 inches across your shoulders and 30 inches or 25 inches in the waist, you're going to look silly.
Yeah.
Do you want to look silly?
No. I want the Greek god proportions. Not too, like, I don't want to be too, like, Incredible Hulk or anything like that and get sluggish.
Well, but then you have to be very mindful of what you're doing. You got to recount your protein again. You got to increase your protein and separate when you consume it. You're eating it all. You're eating a plenty. Please know you're eating. We said eat more. Bless God, you took that to fucking heart. Poor Kate, don't know how she ever keep up with it. So yeah, you're pounding it, big boy. We got that. But now spread it out a little bit. Is that possible?
Yep. Yeah. So don't have that one big feast. Don't have that big feast in the middle of the day. Kind of break it in half.
Well, you can if you want to, but see that then you're going to blow yourself on up because you're going to move that somewhere with that big feast, and then you're going to be come in. And you're going to be your traps are going to be dragging the ground, and you're going to go, I can't really walk. My traps are dragging the ground. We told you, and you're like, well, damn, I didn't mean all that. And you can instead of setting a teacup on your trilaterals, instead of teacups on your teacups, you know, when you do the lawnmowers, instead of that, you can set a fifth of whiskey on it.
Well, okay. And then with the reps, do a little bit less weight and higher number of repetitions so I don't bulk up as much?
No. You can keep going like you're going. Keep going like you're going. You're fine. You just want to balance. So if you move the weight's not bulking you up. It's the way you're eating. You did what we said. That's what's bulking you up.
Okay.
Your lipids have all but taken over. Look at your, this is personal, so we'll hide it right here safely in front of everybody.
Okay.
Look how your coitus has changed. Look how your engagement has changed in coitus. All of a sudden, it's a different conversation. Used to, it was for the fun. Now, it's a whole process. Do you see?
It's like a biological function now. Yeah.
Well, maybe even a little more than that, because if you do it right, well, ask Kate. Kate will tell you all about it. That's not the conversation. And she can and should be able to have the power to adjust that if she wants to. She can. That's not the point. The point is how you engage then becomes a more larger, a bigger, a more important thing. See? And, yeah, it's like, okay, I got to go pee. Let's go. But it's a larger step. You'll see. But keep going just like that and increase a little bit more. And, you know, use what this incredulous position that you put yourself in, use your body in that light so you can keep up. We want you to be able to keep up.
Keep up with Kate, you mean?
Yeah, that's why we're laughing, because you're like, yeah, right, okay, good luck. Well, no, really, it's all good. Keep up. So that'll help, because then it takes the driver out of the golf ball.
The driver out of the softball.
Callaway.
The golf bag
Callaway.
Driver?
Yeah. Callaway, Big Bertha. Mm-hmm.
Big Bertha. All right, got it. Well, thank you, Ion.
You're ever so welcome. Knock the little man out of the boat. Don't forget that.
Nope.
You have to kick his knee. He can't
Bop.
Kick his knee. You have to kick him in the knee. Rah, rah, ree. Kick him in the knee. Rah, rah, riddy. Kick him in the other knee.
Maybe he's on X2 again.
Yeah. Who cares, though, Nate?
Nate?
So.
Mate. Not Nate. Okay,
no,
Chet.
Nate.
Very good,
Nate.
Chet.
He said, who cares, Nate? N-8 is Nate. Don't you know Nate? He says,
I know
who
Nate.
Cares, though? He says, N-8. Who cares, though?
Nate's the kind of guy who'd say, who cares?
Yeah.
Okay, Chet.
He did. N-8.
You're done, Chet.
He did great. He did great. He's
been massaged, wrinkled.
He's not going to kill himself. He's not going to kill himself now, Bob. It's good. He's going to hold on one more day.
Who, Nate or Chet?
Number one. He's going to hang on.
Okay.
We're gonna get him all the way to citizenship, and then he's gonna.
I just got off the footstool and came down from the news.
To speak out.
I was on the edge.
He got ranked. He got ranked on the edge of glory. Lady Gaga did that.
Oh yeah.
We put that on. It's on the playlist. You can listen to that in your own viewing pleasure. Do y'all like the playlist, or do you hate them, or we don't want to do them, or what do you think?
We love your playlist.
Okay, they do you right.
Yep. Absolutely.
Good. How are your OA movements coming?
Every day.
Hey, let's
how are they coming?
Cut it. Okay, very good.
Oh, okay. Bob's awake now.
Bye.
Bob's awake now.
Bye.
Bob's awake now. We have to go. Sorry, we'll do the rest of it later.
We'll
see you tonight.
All right.
See you later, Chad.